Hi, Ryan. Hard to believe that we're already in the second half of 2022.
No kidding. Let's hope the market is more kind in the second half of the year than it has been in the first.
That is true. It's a bear market right now, and outside the short downturn in March of 2020, this is the first time in years, and the first for many of our clients, to experience this.
Yep, the bears are certainly out, and just a quick definition of what a bear market is when the broader market, typically the S&P 500 index, is down 20% or more from its recent high, and that's the environment we are in. The market has reacted to the Federal Reserve tightening interest rates, but also tightening their bond buying, therefore having less liquidity out in the economy. The market is also pricing in, to some extent, the chances of a recession.
Well, while we're talking about definitions, just so everybody's clear, a recession is most commonly stated as two consecutive quarters of GDP decline. Which just basically means the economy is being slower and producing less than the quarter before.
A recession can have many faces, from the quickest ever that we experienced in March of 2020 to the long, painful one that many of us remember in the financial crisis of 2008 and 2009. You know, the stock market tries to be forward-looking by 6 to 12 months in predicting what the economy is going to do, and it looks like it has priced in some of the recessionary risk. How much? Who knows?
So for many, this is the first recession of their adult lives, or it's been long enough that they can't quite recall what it's like.
This is true. Being in the business, my gray hair certainly reminds me of recessions. But let's go over something that we can recommend to prepare for a possible recession.
Great idea. So first off is get your financial house in order. We recommend paying down that credit card debt, if there is any, and we recommend this for a couple different reasons. One, it takes funds that may be needed for essentials if there happens to be a job layoff or a cut in income. And second, with the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, credit card rates will rise, and also, well, that will result in increasing the cost of that debt. Also, having an emergency fund, that is crucial. What would you recommend for an emergency fund?
CAPS would usually recommend 6 months of expenses in an emergency fund, and that may not be what you're spending now, but you know, kind of looking at if you were to get laid off or have a drastic cut in income, you know, what do you need to spend for the basics as far as, you know, mortgage, insurance, you know, food, eating at home, utilities, and create that for, you know, kind of a 6 month emergency fund. You know, and then also too, if you're self-employed, you know, it's not quite as easy to crank up your business if there's a hit during a recession as it is if you are work for a larger corporation. So if you're self-employed, it may be wise to look at bumping that up to 9 months of expenses for an emergency fund.
Absolutely. Also, going over the household budget and updating the financial plan is a good idea as well. We've had some clients that have had concerns, and understandably so. But then after going over their plan with our financial fingerprint, they were able to see that they would be okay despite spending and drops in the market. So which leads us to how we manage the portfolios. As we spoke about in our last podcast, that is why we have cash in many of our accounts. It's to fund the needed distributions for our retired clients so that we don't have to sell stocks when they're down.
True. It also gives us some dry powder to do some buying when things are on sale. Also, we try to set up portfolios prior to recession, as selling in a downturn usually doesn't turn out well. We like to look for quality companies that are down due to the market overall being down, and those quality companies are on sale.
Another way to prepare for recession and what the market this year has given us is alternative income sources. With the drastic increases in interest rates, they have taken toll both on the bond and the stock market. And now we're at a place where we can buy treasuries, bonds, and even CDs again that pay a meaningful income.
Great point. It's been quite a few years since we've been able to buy fixed income. Like you said, anywhere from bonds to traditional CDs that are worth anything. So it's nice to have that option now for income for clients to either build their assets or, if in a recession, to provide supplemental income from excess savings they may have. It's kept us busy, and especially you, Lindsay, you've been busy buying a lot of treasuries all the way to municipal bonds.
This is true, and it's fun to have municipal bonds back being worthwhile to actually buy for clients and taxable accounts that pay decent tax-free income.
Nothing better than tax-free income, and tax strategies may be a good idea for our next podcast.
That is a great idea, and maybe we could even get a CPA on as well. Well, I guess it's time to wrap up this podcast. Please feel free to reach out to go over your planning and make sure you're set for whatever the second half of 2022 brings. And thank you for trusting us here at Capstone. Also, thank you all for listening and try to stay cool.
Thank you all and enjoy the rest of your summer.